This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered.
About 7 after the hour, Doug Staff in the Good Day program, Monday/Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, back to Monday again. One of the things that was troubling last week, troubling this week, probably be troubling next week, is the status of the Ebola virus and what impact it's having, not only where the problem seems to be the worst, but, you know, in essence, what do we need to know about it? What is changing? We'll have Dr. Mardia Stone with us to talk about that in a matter of moments. George Clooney and his love have married in Venice, Jennifer.
Oh, sorry, we're back on the air.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? I'm so over you, George. I think what he realized is like, oh, snap. In 10 years, I'm going to be in diapers. I better get to hottie before I get too late. It gets too late.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. So Matt Damon had a nice day. A lot of people were there. You can expect it.
Yeah, what's his face? Bill Murray was there. That was fun. Mm-hmm.
Downton Abbey thing sort of gives me a chuckle. Jennifer was earlier saying, if you didn't hear the story, that Elizabeth McGovern, who plays such a straight-laced character in Downton Abbey, apparently has a folk rock band, and they're going to be touring in the United States in December. It just is...
Isn't that great?
I love when
people have multiple lives like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool.
Why is it important for us to know that Randy Jackson's wife wants to divorce him? Why would anybody care about that?
I don't know, but you know what's really upsetting to me?
What?
The divorce story of the day that's upsetting to me. Mm-hmm. You're not going to care. You're going to go, who cares? Okay. But there was a cooking show on Food Network called Cooking with the Neelys.
Already.
Or Down Home with the Neelys already or something. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. And these people, like, were almost doing horizontal mambo on this cooking show. They were so touchy-feely, and they'd kiss each other while they were cooking. I mean, they were, like, in love. Like, you could just see it. They were very attracted to each other. You could feel it. They had this chemistry. They did this show. They're getting divorced.
Really?
What? Was it all a lie? Was that all a lie? Really?
Oh, I know the show you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? I mean, they were all into each other. The Neelys. Right. Gina and her husband, Mr. Neely.
Yeah,
I can't remember his name. But they're getting a divorce after 20 years.
Horrors. Is there
no such thing as love anymore? Really?
All right. While I have Jennifer and her attention, let's spend a little bit of time talking about how the dollars that you pledge for this American Cancer Society walk that we're talking about, how it can be used. For example, if you were to get behind Jennifer, you can sign up for it at DougStephan.com. Let's say you pledge $50. The $50 would help provide 4 rides to or from treatment for a breast cancer patient. This is from the Road to Recovery program that the American Cancer Society has put together. Volunteer drivers provided a lot of these, like hundreds of thousands of free rides to and from treatment centers. They use the money to pay for gasoline, that sort of thing.
And let me stop you right there before you keep going with this. The American Cancer Society is not like some of the other organizations where a lot of the money goes to the top and not very much actually trickles down to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's really cool about ACS is that they do this stuff like give people rides and help them through the process of chemo. Okay, back to you in the studio.
No, I just think that if we continue, this is the time when we really need to get people to sign up for this because the walks are taking place in a week or two, and it's time for you to start thinking about it. If you're going to support something that's really worthwhile, support something that will really mean something at the end of the day. I think we all want to participate in something and consider ourselves winners in a manner of speaking. Do you know what I mean?
We want to be winners. We want to help
be part of something
winners.
Bigger that actually does some good.
Right, exactly. Be part of something that is that's bigger and better. That's all, really, I'm suggesting. Let me suggest something else in terms of what this day is all about. It's a day for you to be thinking about your health and your well-being. Inflammation is a very difficult thing for people to deal with as they get older. It isn't just you, it's maybe your dog. I give Charlotte these Omax 3 Ultra Pures, and I notice that she hasn't been limping as much as she used to. She's an older dog. She's a 14-plus-year-old English bulldog who can't see and she can't hear anything, but she still has a spirit, and she wants to get around. She has so much strength and the will to live. But one of the things that's troubled her over the course of the last 3 or 4 years has been not just hips but shoulders and that sort of stuff. And I've had chiropractic and I've had all kinds of acupuncture done and therapy, that sort of thing. But I really noticed a difference when I gave her Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Now, the people that are selling Omax 3 Ultra Pure aren't saying, give it to your dog. They're not telling me to tell you to give it to your dog. I'm just telling you, using Charlotte as an example, or me as an example, because I threw my shoulder out earlier in the spring, and it wasn't until I started taking Omax 3 Ultra Pure that I noticed I could have the free range of motion without it being painful. I was getting back to having all my motion, and I'm doing it sort of now. If I were on television, you could see me moving my arm around, but it doesn't hurt. So that means the inflammation is going down, and that's a result of using Omax 3 Ultra Pure, which is the best omega-3. You hear a lot of people talking about krill oil, that's a new sensation. No, it isn't. Omega-3 is the sensation when you get it from Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Developed by a doctor, it's 100% potent, it works faster, and then you don't have the burpiness. All of my colleagues will be happy to hear there are no fish burps attached to Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, too. And it's great for your brain. You need to have fish oil in your brain to keep it lubricated so you continue to think as you get older. You don't want to fall into the depths of depression with anxiety that comes from worrying about Alzheimer's the things from Parkinson's. I mean, all kinds of stuff that you can worry about if you want to worry about them. I don't worry about them because I'm taking Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Get yours now. As a matter of fact, these folks are so sure, the people that have produced Omax 3 Ultra Pure are so sure that it'll work wonders for you. The first month is free. You'll feel the difference. You'll sense the difference. There will be a difference. Free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure by calling 800-316-7918. To get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918. Or go to Doug 4, Omax 3, D-O-U-G 4, the number, O-M-A-X 3, the number, .com. So there are two ways of getting it. You spend a little money for shipping and handling, that's it. Now is the time for you to take action. Get rid of the inflammation, feel better, and be better. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918 for your free 30-day supply.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
The fall flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators, so we're making room for new inventory at our end-of-summer clearance sale. With over 340 flooring varieties, you won't find a bigger selection anywhere. And it's all on sale. Get amazing deals like oak laminate for only 29 cents a square foot, classic red oak prefinished hardwood for just 99 cents, even exotic Brazilian cherry prefinished hardwood is on sale for only $249 with 16-month special financing. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. But hurry, these deals are good Thursday through Tuesday only.
It's time to
earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarship. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TACC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program now with Dr. Marcia Stone, who is an obstetrician, a gynecologist, international public health specialist working in Africa, Europe, and the U.S., has a keen interest in the post-conflict health system rehab and health policy formulation, researching HIV and AIDS, speaking on issues of health in Africa, advocate for those infected with Ebola. So as somebody who's worked there, you've just come back from Liberia, Dr. Stone, what are your observations?
Well, the situation with Ebola is increasingly difficult for the government. The cases are rising. As of September the 22nd, for example, there were 3,362 cases nationally since March. You know, so it's increasing exponentially. And in Monrovia, the capital, there were over almost 1,200 cases in the week of September the 22nd.
All right, so what is the United States' role in trying to, how worried ought we to be as residents of this country, and what role? We have soldiers over there now putting up these buildings, these temporary facilities to treat people. What do the families who have soldiers that are over there have to concern themselves with? Is there a worry, I guess, is the question.
Well, my understanding is that the soldiers that are in Liberia at the moment are there to do logistical and engineering work. They are putting up tents for Ebola treatment, but they are not directly engaged in treating sick people. So they are not coming into direct contact with people that are infected. And thereby, you know, they are protected because Ebola is transmitted if you come into direct contact with the body fluids of an infected person.
There are those who are saying it could become airborne, though, in a mutated state. Is that something to really be concerned about, or is that just rumor?
Well, I mean, anything is possible, but as of now, that has not been proven to be true.
Mm-hmm. Is this the most difficult thing of this type that you've ever worked with, or have you encountered things that were more difficult than this to treat?
This is by far the most difficult because, you know, the incubation period for the Ebola virus is from 2 to 21 days. However, most people who become ill get ill between the second and eighth day, and it's a lethal disease, so that when you get it, you know, if you don't get supportive care, if you don't get to a treatment center immediately, your risk of dying is very great. The Ebola virus is lethal. There's no cure for it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why people are so terrified.
Well, what about what about the people who have taken, let's say, the healthcare workers that did get exposed to it, did get it, came back to our country for treatment in Atlanta and Emory, and they did get cured. They're all okay now. So is there a conflict in that understanding?
Well, there is no treatment for Ebola.
So how do these people get better?
Well, the treatment is symptomatic. You treat whatever the manifestation is. If somebody is a hemorrhagic fever, for example, if you have a very high fever, they treat that. If you're bleeding, they treat that. Mm-hmm. If you're dehydrated from diarrhea, they treat that. If you're vomiting profusely, they treat that. So they treat whatever your symptoms are.
What about the ZMAP? There were about 1,000 people that were treated with that. The ZMAP seems to hold some hope. What do you think about that?
Well, in Liberia, there were not 1,000 people who were treated with ZMAP. There were the two Americans that were airlifted from Liberia, Ken Branchley being one of them, who received ZMAP. And there were three Liberians that received ZMAP.
Really?
The news media
was full of stories about the 1,000 treatments that all that this MAP pharmaceutical could build, and supposedly 1,000 people were inoculated. That's what the news media was saying anyway. That's not true.
Well, there were three Liberians treated with CMAP. One of them died. There were two doctors and one physician assistant. One died and two survived. Hmm. So there are over 100 Liberians that have survived Ebola, and none of them were treated with CMAP.
Right. So you can survive it if, in fact, you treat some of the other centers. I understand what you're saying now. All right, so there's some more information for us to think about. Dr. Marty Stone here, author of Konkai, Living Between Two Worlds, a novel which has AIDS as its central theme. Thank you, Dr. Stone.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
There's the story.
Powerhouse.
Yeah, she is. The story about a restored one-room schoolhouse where Tina Turner went to school. The schoolhouse opened up as a museum on Friday, honoring her career and her childhood. This is in Brownsville, Tennessee, the Tina Turner Museum at the Flag Grove School. This is West Tennessee. 100 people attended the opening ceremony, ribbon cutting, that sort of thing, toured the grounds. The museum features gold and platinum records, outfits, dresses worn during performances, as she has sung over the course of what? She's been around about 40 years. She knows Spring Chicken, right? Oh, no, she's...
I don't think so. She's got to be 70s, right?
Yeah. She lives in Zurich.
Though.
She didn't come to the ceremony. Recorded a video, excuse me, that was played for those who were in attendance. Her real name is Anna Mae Bullock. Do
right.
you know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You
did know that?
Mm-hmm.
She's 74 years old.
Yeah.
All right. This little town is about 50 miles northeast of Memphis. And the building was located on farmland owned by a fellow who saw the need for a school for black children who lived in the area. And it was built back in the 1880s. There were a lot of, across the street pretty much from my other farm is an old one-room schoolhouse that now is a Quaker meeting house, but it was a one-room schoolhouse. People all over the side of town went to first grade through eighth grade in that building. And the reason I tell you that story is because we think this is an old relic of our past in America. Fellows like my second father went to school in the 1920s in that building. This school that we're talking about that's connected to Anna Mae Bullock, this was very much a part of how life was for the children of black slaves.
Here's the her song Nutbush City Limits.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't know where she came from.
Yeah. And they mentioned the schoolhouse, right?
Yeah. Church house, in house.
Yeah.
A schoolhouse,
out house. Schoolhouse, out house. That, Richie.
The old Nutbush
City Limits.
Ike and Tina stuff is great stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, think about this and put it in perspective. Your life now, your children. Think of the school, Richie, for example, your children are going to. And the children that were your age that went to the same schools that you did, Jennifer, Kenny, me. Any of us, could we imagine going to a one-room school? Could you imagine today with all of the government money that's being spent, the rules, the regulations?
Right.
They did have, that's where the fellow was like my second father, called him Uncle Sam. They had an outhouse behind the schoolhouse. That's where you went. You needed, and there was no
and
recess.
Teaching all the grades. And it's hard enough to teach just third graders.
Yeah, everybody was together.
Yeah. First through
there
sixth.
There was one teacher, and there were 48 children from the first grade to the eighth grade. And they were all in one room, and one teacher taught them all. And they learned from each other. I remember him telling me those stories like it was yesterday. All right, so anyway, congratulations to the folks in Tennessee. Tina Turner's exhibition in her old schoolhouse is up and running.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. It's called the Grandparent Scam.
This is a really heartbreaking scam.
AARP financial educator John Dolphiné.
The fraudster calls a person, often trying to disturb them in the middle of the night or otherwise throw them off balance, and they actually hold themselves out to be a loved one, typically a grandchild.
Can you help me? I'm in a foreign country and need money now. Or
I was out with friends and we were drinking and now I've ended up in jail and I need money for bail.
Wiring money or sending a prepaid debit card is what this caller wants. The story can sound convincing. The scammer has probably researched your grandchild on Facebook. Here's what to do. Hang up. Call your son or daughter to find out if the story is true.
In the last year alone, Americans lost more than $73 million to phone imposters.
Don't be taken. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Richie and Jennifer and Kenny at our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Actually, we have a story as well. Uri Geller, who is one of my dearest friends and also a regular contributor to this program, says he knows why the iPhones are bending. If you look at the video of the day, you will see Uri attempting to bend smartphones in the same way he bends spoons. Very dramatic. All right, so Uri, how did you come upon, who did somebody come to you, or did you say, look, I'll show you how to do this?
No, what happened, Doug, and hi to everyone, is that when the iPhone started bending around the world, many different websites and newspapers attached my name to it, mm-hmm. because, of course, I'm seen known for the spoon bending.
Right.
And then Newsweek, who owns International Business Times, contacted me and they wanted to interview me, but they also wanted to film the interview, and they wanted me to try to bend other phones. Parallel to that, the Wall Street Journal called me, and they wanted to interview me. So suddenly, these mega caliber papers like the Wall Street Journal and Newsweek, they wanted to write stories. So I agreed, and my explanation was very simple. We have to go back to Albert Einstein's equation in 1924, which he proved to the world scientifically that everything in the universe, as we say many times on your show, is made from energy. E equals mc squared. That's what it means. Now, my explanation is this. There are two explanations and two only. Either the iPhone 6 is really made very thinly, the aluminium its case is weak, and physical pressure can bend it, or, and here is my more viable, or maybe my more rational explanation. Just imagine, Doug, 10 million people excited about buying their new iPhone 6. 10 million brains producing this incredible, powerful, energetic energy. Because, you know, most people who own iPhones are passionate about it. And I believe that they were so excited that they simply produced the psychokinetic energy, telekinesis, which in turn bent their iPhones. I bend spoons all the time. So I see what happens in people's homes when they're excited seeing a spoon bending. They can bend spoons. So no big deal. The explanation is simply mind power bent those iPhones.
Why would somebody want to bend them in the first place?
They didn't. The other question.
But listening to you explain it, it sounds like somebody purposely thought, okay.
What he's saying is just that there's such energy around them that it's bending them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So many people want to buy them. In other words, there's so much activity. The focus on this is so extraordinary that there is, you know, so much energy pointed in the direction of it. This just happens because there's so much energy pouring in the direction of the Apple iPhone in general. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I can give you a very, very credible example. When I walked into a restaurant with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is now in New York, about to speak in a few hours, and we sat down at the table, he was so excited that I might bend the fork on the table, that suddenly people started screaming all over the restaurant, that room where I was sitting with Benjamin Netanyahu, spoons and forks were bending on people's tables.
Really?
And yeah, he got up and, you know, we just started laughing. So that's my very kind of paranormal explanation. And I turn to Apple and I tell them, hey guys, at Apple, you just call me because I can explain the world that it's not your fault. It's the mind power's fault.
Maybe what there should be is a special Uri Geller iPhone.
Well, that's already on the internet. It's called Uri iPhone. And if you just click on Uri Geller images bending iPhones, people already came up with that idea.
Really? All right. So I thought I had a unique idea. Nah, for me. All right. So we got the explanation. Good, Uri. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. There's that picture of him explaining the reasons the iPhone is bending at DougStephan.com is so typical Uri.
You know,
it really is.
I watched the video over the weekend. I saw it online somewhere, and so I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, come on now. Can he really bend that?
Mm-hmm. But yes, he can.
You know what? Mm-hmm. He was in my office. And I gave him I gave him my spoon, not a spoon that he supplied, my spoon. And this is the biggest, thickest, honking spoon I've ever had in my life.
Yep.
And I had it there just in case, because I knew it. I used it to eat lunch and everything. Mm-hmm. And I handed him this thing, and it would have been hard to bend with your hands, so much like the iPhone. And it didn't take him 10 seconds to make that thing into spaghetti. To this day, mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Right.
And you said it was warm when he handed it to you.
Yeah, it does get warm. Yeah. It gets warm.
He didn't touch the thing, and all he did was rub it in between his thumb and his two front fingers, so it's not like he had two hands on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he handed it to me.
and it started bending. So it was not in his hands when it was bending. And I have no idea how
you're not
this.
Supposed to. That's so, yeah, nobody does.
What I'm saying is, this spoon, which I had, which I gave him because it was such a thick piece of metal, if he could do that, I believe he could do the
yeah.
run. And I don't know whether
he makes you a believer by listening to him and then watching
right.
him.
He does. I did not believe him until I saw him.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So, speaking of making things, at DougSteffen.com we have the story, Richie, of the University of Michigan making a new beer. Actually, apparently what they have, there is, we all know, colleges and beer go together, like love and marriage, right? We could put it in music. University of Michigan takes the partnership to a new level with the creation of a program to train and certify experts in fermentation science. I can do that.
That's great.
Corn that we're putting into the silo now is fermenting, and you wouldn't believe the smells. They're actually quite pleasant. I like them a lot. I'll give a little fermentation science example. So anyway, this is beer. Central Michigan University this week announcing plans to launch the program next year at this time, aimed at supporting and boosting the fast-growing craft brewing industry, which is now a $1 billion-plus annual business.
Yep.
Wow. That's big stuff. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that, being the beer drinker.
I love the whole industry. It's so fun to be able to go out. And I had a beer over the weekend that came from an Incan recipe.
Really?
A thousand-year-old recipe.
Was it called Inca Dinka Doo?
No, it's called...
Inca Binka Bottle of Ink.
It's called Theo Bruma. It's a dogfish.
But today we are celebrating National Coffee Day. National Coffee Day. Say, who's brewing your coffee for you? Have you got a special brew? Do you like BuzzBox coffee, for example? Why not? We can get into the special brew. Coffee shops, big and small, around the country, local, national, offering hot deals for what they call Monday morning mud. I've never heard it referred to as that before. Celebration of National Coffee Day. May I suggest that you celebrate National Coffee Day not by going to Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks or Krispy Kreme or wherever it is that you go. My suggestion is that you get on the phone and you call BuzzBox and have them ship to you one of their free pounds of Arabica coffee that comes from Ethiopia or wherever they're grown out in this area of the world. It's where coffee gets started, in fact. This is the best habit. For those of you who are habitually into coffee, the best part of the habit is drinking, smelling, and drinking BuzzBox coffee. It is... I tell you all the time that this whole thing is better than, you can't, why would you, well, I hope you believe me, but why would you think that it is so unless you try it yourself and you can do it free? That's the best part of this. Call 866-456-7805. Join the hundreds of people that are listeners to this program who have made BuzzBox their coffee. Jennifer Horn is one of them. She sips that cup of coffee through the course of the morning. Look at how much it does for her. It makes her funny, makes her smart, makes her really cookie.
And beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful too, right, exactly. So get
charming.
Your free pound of BuzzBox coffee. Look for the orange box. I'm looking at one right now. It just says orange box. Says get your free pound of coffee. Help change the world one cup of coffee at a time. BuzzBox coffee. Sign up for your free BuzzBox coffee. Smell it. You'll love it. You'll never go to another kind of coffee. Or dial 866-456-7805 to get started.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, let's get to 14 before the hour, a weekly visit from one of our four medical experts here on the Good Day program. Happy to have Dr. Jack Stockwell on, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Ron Hoffman, and Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who's one of the country's foremost practitioners of back rehabilitation. His great website is 818newback.com, where you'll find all kinds of things, not just aimed at how to rehab your back, but other things as we find out between the lines every week. By the way, that information that you submitted to us, which we posted on our Facebook page last week about Dr. Brzezinski down in Houston, was fabulously well received, as it ought to be. People need to know, and that's why you're here, Bruce. Things like this exist in the country that doesn't want to have things like this exist. The FDA has done everything they could to put him out of business, and he still is there treating very serious tumor patients very successfully. So Dr. Brzezinski, that information available at Bruce's website as well, 818newback.com. All right, so what do you have between the lines for us today to consider?
Well, first, Doug, I am happy to hear that the Brzezinski stuff was well received. This morning, you know, a month ago I was talking about a whistleblower at the CDC who said that they cooked the books on the MMR safety, the MMR vaccine,
right,
mumps and rubella.
Yeah.
And so I've also just come up with some articles that talk about two lawsuits against Merck. Now, Merck Pharmaceutical, giant pharmaceutical company, is the sole provider of MMR vaccine in the United States. And there are currently two lawsuits from whistleblowers within Merck. One is from competitors suing Merck. The other is the United States government, one of Merck's biggest customers for the vaccine, because the whistleblowers have told us that Merck had, again, cooked the books on research to make the vaccine seem more effective than it was. Consequently, their vaccine looked better than the other pharmaceutical company, the other pharmaceutical company's vaccines, and so they got the contract, and they've been the sole supplier of this vaccine for years and years and years. And it turns out it was all based on lies where they were just manipulating and misrepresenting the efficacy of that vaccine. And that plays very strongly into the issue of herd immunity, which is one of the levers that's used to coerce parents into vaccinating their children if they are, hesitant to do it. Well, you're told you're a selfish person.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about society at large because we got to get everyone vaccinated. Well, herd immunity, it turns out, is largely dependent on the strength of a vaccine. And in fact, there's been no proof that a vaccine has ever conferred herd immunity. Herd immunity was discovered in 1933 by an A.W. Hedrick, who studied measles outbreaks in Boston from 1900 to 1930, before the vaccine. So the immunity that they were talking about there, that here herd immunity, was natural herd immunity,
mm-hmm.
which varies different from your vaccine-induced immunities. And there are no studies that have ever proven that vaccine herd immunity has, you know, has worked, has produced that effect. And in fact, the studies that exist show that you have had outbreaks of measles in populations where there was 99.8% vaccination rates.
Mm-hmm.
So all this is just to tell parents, look, if you're uncomfortable vaccinating your child, fight tooth and nail not to do it. It's a basic human freedom not to have someone having the authority to put stuff in your body if you don't want it. I mean,
you're being cowed into it. A lot of people just get cowed into it. I've been talking about this for years and years and years. Couldn't agree with you more. Check the story out, 818newback.com, the home of Dr. Bruce Shanahoff's ideas, information for his patients and for you, 818newback.com. Thank you, Bruce. 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
See those rocks sticking up there? They're standing up there for 600 million years. They'll be there when you and I are gone. So arguing over who owns them. Oh, two fleas arguing over who owns the dog they live on.
Give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's a knife. Knife. That's a knife.
That's a knife.
Best line ever.
Love this movie.
Not bad eating, but always give me a guess.
Chugger.
Yep. 52 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Crocodile Dundee, one of the best little franchises ever.
Well, that came as that was a big sleeper hit the year it came out. Nobody expected that movie to do what it did, and it became a massive blockbuster at the box office. The sequel was fared pretty good, too, but the third one, which was years later, nobody really cared for, and pretty much bombed at the box office.
Nice.
But it made a star out of made a huge
huge star out of Paul Hogan.
Oh, sure did. Wow. All right, so what do we have in terms of box office totals? You want to know what's number one? We'll have that info for you next. Movie Moments here on Good Day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
All right, so let's see what we have with the Equalizer being the suspected number one for the weekend. I'm not figuring there's any surprises.
It was, Doug. The big screen version of the really cool 1980s TV show, The Equalizer, scored at the box office, doing $35 million in business. That's a very good number. That is the biggest September opening ever, Doug, for an R-rated movie.
Really?
As for the film itself, Denzel Washington in this movie is simply awesome. I love just about every character moment. All the smaller moments, Doug, in my opinion, work beautifully. Then the movie becomes a big, bigger action type film with a what they call a super villain. That stuff is very violent. It's very violent.
Yeah, overall, that's why I didn't want to go see it. I heard it was very, very violent.
Did you just kill a fly and talk about violence all in the same breath? I heard you just smack a fly, Doug, and now you're talking about the movie's being violent.
Self-defense.
Overall, I give the film an 8 out of 10, and I can't wait to see the sequel. This is a great franchise character for Denzel Washington, who, in my opinion, has never been more likable on screen. This is an absolutely perfect part for him.
Why do they need to have such violence, though?
They didn't need to have take the film that violent, mm-hmm. but that's the path the director and the screenwriters chose to go. They made what's called a hard R film. But the smaller moments in this movie, and they're plentiful, are really beautiful, beautifully done, and the audience has a very, very strong connection with the Denzel Washington, Robert McCall character. It's a character people are going to want to see again. This movie's going to have legs and make real money. The Maze Runner plays second. The Box Trolls, which is animated, plays third, $17.2 million. This Is When I Love You with Tina Fey plays fourth, $7 million, $22 million in 2 weeks, and Dolphin Tale 2 round at the top five. This Friday is David Fincher's Gone Girl with Ben Affleck. Buzz on that film is really good.
Has he turned into quite a good actor? A lot of people a few years ago thought he wasn't so good, and the only way he would act is if he put himself into his own movies. What do you think of his transition?
I don't think anything's changed but his reputation. I always thought he was a pretty good actor. He's got a lot of respect from the industry and also fans alike for his directing work, which has been critically acclaimed. So now when he does acting, I think people look at him just a little bit differently, although there's still a backlash of him playing Batman from some of the fanboys. But I think he'll do a really good job. I've always been a fan. He's a talent. There's no doubt, but in front and behind the camera.
Yeah, he is. It's nice to see somebody like that. He and his pal Damon starting from nothing. I still remember Robin Williams saying that he liked these two kids, and that was why he was going to do what he did in Good Will Hunting.
And he gave them a start.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't know who these kids were. They paid attention to the movie because Robin Williams was in it, and he worked for scale. That was really a very good story. And look at what it's done for both of them. Good for them.
A lot.
Good American story. Chuck Curry, a good American story as well here. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.